The coal capital of the U.S. is taking a harder look at diversifying its economy. The city of Gillette is being forced to adjust to a world with less demand for its resource. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports a former coal capital could help provide some wisdom.
In the early 20th century, Rock Springs was a critical provider of coal for the railroad company Union Pacific. The power-producing resource brought the town's population from 40 people to 10,000.
Everybody was working. The mines were running full blast.
That's Jay Lyon, who grew up in Rock Springs. He says most of the locals were immigrants who came there for the job. Lyon remembers a bustling community, big celebratory wine fests, folks cooking out on their lawns. But by the 1950s, Union Pacific began to switch from coal to diesel.
They were using less and less coal, and they were only working sometimes one day a week, sometimes 3 days a week. It's hard to get by on that amount of money.
Soon enough, the mines closed and employment dropped off. Lyon says it was brutal for a lot of families who had nowhere else to go. The federal government had to provide food. He remembers kids in his class going hungry.
There was an expression then that you could shoot a cannon down Broadway or the main street in Rock Springs and not hit anybody.
And soon, the county was littered with ghost towns. Mark Haggerty with the research group Headwaters Economics says one industry towns are inherently vulnerable.
The real effort that needs to take place is trying to diversify and reach out and branch out into new sectors, into new ideas that will sustain the community going forward.
Diversification is far from a new concept in Wyoming, but it's easier said than done. Haggerty explains it's especially tough in Wyoming, where the state relies on taxes derived from minerals like coal. He says most of the successful rural transitions happen when they become more like a small city, has the major assets that attract people to the community, are close to metropolitan areas or recreational opportunities.
And for those places that don't have those other assets, an airport, a university, or a national park, we really don't have a lot of lessons for them because there have not been a lot of successful transitions.
And Rock Springs did avoid becoming a ghost town, though not through diversification in the traditional sense. Many coal miners went on to work in Trona, the gritty component of toothpaste and baking soda, which happened to be in the region. Oil and gas then became very profitable, which led to a huge growth in population, development of a college, restaurants, other businesses.
If we wouldn't have been located in an area that was blessed with such a vast amount of marketable resources, it would be a different story for sure.
That's the current mayor of Rock Springs, Tim Como, who says good-paying jobs did a lot for the community, but it hasn't escaped them from the boom-bust economy quite yet. Como says the town is looking into diversification itself because of the early closure of its coal plant. That takes us to Gillette. Like Rock Springs once did, the area is pushing hard to figure out a path forward while leaning on natural resources too, like coal and natural gas. Employment, though, in coal mining has dropped by a fifth since 2013. Next year, coal production is expected to drop by 25% of 2018 levels. While Campbell County Commissioner Rusty Bell says it's necessary to diversify the local economy, he adds it is not easy.
Because we didn't start this, or an industry didn't start this, honestly, 20, 25 years ago, thinking about, hey, what else can we do with this besides just ship it out of here and burn it in somebody's power plant?
He says there are many projects in the works to look into new ways to use that coal. And that hopefully will create a new kind of innovation hub that'll attract new business and be part of the solution. But in the meantime, Bell says Wyoming needs to take a look at reforming its tax structure. Because he says the reliance on fossil fuels makes it hard for towns like Gillette to just diversify.
I think it's pressing because Wyoming's tax structure is set up that if we're not taking minerals out of the ground, Wyoming's state tax structure fails, honestly.
Like the coal capital before it that faced a tough road and thrived, Bell says he's confident Gillette can do that too. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.